USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting ready to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the second time in Hanoi, Vietnam. Texas Republican Congressman and former Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News he's cautiously optimistic about the way things have been going.
We've gone through this with the North Koreans many, many times. We have two new leaders who are actually willing to talk and sit down and discuss the future. We've seen historic talks between the North and the South on their own.
President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen was testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sums up his testimony.
I mean, this guy's so delusional. He actually said he started the Trump presidential campaign in 2011 when he created some website. And he's also arguing with the Southern District of New York attorneys. He said he never even wanted a job in the White House when the Southern District of New York attorneys said he definitely wanted a job in the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
This is day five of the teacher strike in Oakland, California. Oakland Education Association Second Vice President Chaz Garcia declined to reveal to reporters on Tuesday if any headway has been made in the negotiations. Garcia says the Oakland Unified School District is to blame for their current budget issues. The fate of a giant cross was the focus of Wednesday morning arguments heard by the Supreme Court in Washington. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The 45-foot-tall so-called Peace Cross is located in a Washington, D.C. suburb in Maryland. The monument was built over 90 years ago to commemorate 49 service members who died in World War I. The American Humanist Association filed a lawsuit in 2012 claiming its presence on public land violates the Constitution, amounting to a government establishment of religion. The Court of Appeals agreed, and the case is now to be decided again by the highest court in the land.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A California high school student is calling out her school district after she was told she couldn't wear her Make America Great Again hat to class. According to the high school, the issue was not with the hat in general. It was that senior Maddie Miller was wearing a hat that wasn't from a school club or activity. She joins Fox News and says she sees a lot of hats that are political, that are leaning towards the left.
Currently on campus, as of today, I checked today, I saw four Hillary Clinton t-shirts, one Obama shirt, a Bernie Sanders hat, and about seven LGBTQ rainbow flag hats on campus today.
And as far as why she wanted to pick this political fight, she says,
I chose to pick this particular battle because I ended up at the beginning of the first semester getting an internship with Devin Nunes and David Valadeo during their midterms. And that's when I really discovered my true passion for politics. And I realized that the school systems seem to be trapped under the government's thumb about what they're supposed to, you know, teach, what's acceptable to force down our throats in a sense. And I realized that it's not always the truth. So I chose that as a conservative, raised in a family that my family was made through adoption. So I was born into the pro-life army.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.